Back at Arrowhead Stadium, still a one-possession lead. 3:10 left to go. Handoff to Shady McCoy. He's hit this time. Excellent play. Hussein Abdullah came up as a nickel sub-defender on a run blitz and made a perfect open field tackle. 3rd and 10, Buffalo at their own 20. Loudest stadium in the NFL. Taylor to throw. Twist move. Taylor in trouble. Dumps it late. Finds Clay at the 24. Hit by Sean Smith, and the Chiefs surround him and take him down at the 21.
It's 4th and 9. They need their own 30.
As it stands now, if the Chiefs stop the Bills here, they could, for all intents and purposes, win the game. Four-man rush. Taylor with time. Hollis chasing. And he fumbles the ball. Taylor picks it up and scrambles, and he's got a first down. Did he get the football for a first down? He did not get the first down.
And it's Kansas City's ball on downs. He is short.
And outside of the two-minute warning, they have a timeout left. They could challenge the ruling here. The Bills are talking. They are going to challenge the ruling on the field.
Abdullah hit him. Zombo hit him.
We'll see. That's where I thought
Moses.
He may have made it when he got pushed forward there at the end.
It appeared to me that Taylor had it. He picked up his own fumble and advanced it. Here comes Terry McCauley with the biggest news of the season.
The ruling on the field stands. First down, Kansas City. Buffalo is charged with their third and final timeout.
I like that.
It was close. I knew it was close whether Tyrod was in and out. They weren't exactly showing it on there, so I had to take my chance, and that was my call all the way. I think there's, by league rule, you need to usually get to see some, but maybe I'm wrong on that.